Welcome back to Kiss Me Fat Boy episode 17. I am your host Giovanni, and that is Ray. How's it going?
What's going on? Okay, guys, I'm going to give the disclaimer. You as a listener are deciding if this is a conversation or a confrontation regarding the topics we address. So, season finale or series finale? We don't know, but it's a finale.
Dun, dun, dun. Just joking.
You sound kind of muffled. You sound kind of far away.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Do I sound better now?
Yeah, I mean, you don't sound bad, but...
Blame Apple. I'm on the new iPhone 14 Pro Max, you know.
Okay, now you sound good. All right, so before we get into some things, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was relaxing. It was not super duper crazy jam-packed, but it was eventful in the sense that we did things. We had a guest stay with us for 2 weeks. It was originally supposed to be a week. We hit it off really well, asked him to stay for another week, and we're kind of exploring things to see where that may be going. So yeah,
you know. Nice scouting, vetting.
Right, grooming. I'm just joking.
Oh shit, not grooming. Right, right. Yeah, cool.
How was your weekend? What did you do?
My weekend was eventful. Me and a couple of friends, my cousin and my other friend, went to a club called Mala Vida here in Austin. So for you fatties who know of that club, it's owned by a woman named Gabriela. She owns like three different restaurants, I think, like a sushi place. She owns Taquero Mucho. She owns... what's the other fucking place? I know she owns Serena's as well. And I forgot the name of the other one. And then Mala Vida. So they're all pretty much derived from like Latin hip hop. She gets most of her inspiration from Bad Bunny. It's super lit. Like everywhere you go, it's like Bad Bunny quotes or like Karol G. And just, it was up. I posted some videos of me dancing. I know we don't follow each other right now because we had a little fallout. But yeah, that was my weekend. And then... Friday, the wee mornings of the Saturday, actually cried myself to sleep, and we'll actually get into that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did say after I gave the disclaimer, we don't know if this is going to be the season or series finale. Me and Gio are still not sure. We do know that we need a break. So we're cutting this season, I want to say a few episodes short. We said about 22, so we're about 5 episodes short. So we don't know if we're going to come back.
Yeah, let me interrupt, though. It's not and we're going to, again, this is going to be like the most very transparent episode because we're really going to sit there and say some things. Yeah, unpack and say some things that you may or may not disagree or may agree with. I don't know, nor do I care, to be honest with you. Not because we're looking for the confrontation immediately. It's just... You just gotta call it how it is, right?
Yes.
It has nothing to do with us. It actually has a lot to do with y'all.
Has to do a lot with the podcast. Yes. So essentially it's everyone else. We started because,
go ahead. I was gonna say, before you say, what the hell do we do? You know, kind of like that 50 Cent thing, what did I do? You know? It's not directed towards everyone who has chimed in and listened and supported. It's those individuals who are really bored with life and want to see chaos ensue. Anywhere they tend to go or lend an ear or, you know, or quote unquote support. That's who has kind of just like given us an opportunity to be like, you know what? We don't owe you people, those people who are looking for trouble and shit. They're just entertainment, cheap entertainment for that matter. We aren't going to give you what you want. Like, yes. We're solid. Like, I think that's what it kind of took doing this for almost 4 months, is to realize, like, you bitches just can't come in and drop in with a little bit of venom and think that you're going to poison the whale here.
Yes.
So I just want to thank you all who were the ones who kind of were the venom, because I really do think that it allowed you and Ira to really kind of fight for our friendship behind closed doors and scenes without anybody really having to see it. Because a lot of y'all feel really comfortable saying certain things to him, but never to me.
And I'm not saying that y'all are pussies. I'm not saying that y'all are scared. I'm not saying any of that shit that sounds childish. I just am kind of in awe, like in a good awe, not in a bad awe, like that you feel and have the nerve to do that towards him. But I applaud because I've set the tone for who you hear and see. And I think that there has been some misinterpretation a little bit here and there. But that's for y'all. You know, at the end of the day, you feel comfortable doing that with him and sending him messages and saying certain shit, but you'll never say it to me. So I must be doing what I need to do and stand my ground. So anywho, Ray.
Yeah. So before we kind of dive into it too, there's like a couple parts to this. So I did want to address last week's episode. That was amazing. Our numbers were great. We are so appreciative of Marley coming on and taking the chance and giving his first actual, I believe it's interview. If not first interview, it's actually first podcast. So, you know, we kind of got to break him into that and he gave us the opportunity to interview him. And I'm indebted to him because he did it on the strength of friendship. And but I also wanted to go back into that because I'm not going to specify some of the messages that I got as far as people thinking that I turned him down. So I wanted to go ahead and address that. I never turned Marley down. Marley is a handsome, charismatic, appealing individual, appealing black man. But my heart is not vacant. I am in no space to be trying to build anything with anyone. Not that I ever was or was trying to. Me and Marley are solely and only friends. So that's it. There's nothing behind it. There was no previous history. There was no turning down. He was messaging me at a time where he had just came out. Not only that, I was still in a relationship. And like I said on the podcast, reactions are not shooting your shot. So technically, I never shot him down or turned him down. However it is, the listeners want to spin it. That never happened. Again, Marley is a great guy. I'm just not in the space to head space, heart space, emotional space, nothing. I am not available at this moment. So yeah, that's that. But again, thank you so much, Marley. You doubled our viewers.
Listeners, yeah. Sorry. And shout out to Marley because, like, again, it takes a lot to do something for the first time, you know? And he was a good sport about it. It was also late at night. You know, it was just kind of one of those things where he didn't necessarily know what kind of questions were going to be asked. You know, he really felt like a homie, like somebody you could just sit there and shoot the shit with for hours. And that was the greatest thing about that interview. But I'm also going to sit there and be very adult when I say this, because I don't want to sit there and be like, or whatever. But I don't understand why people feel the need to tell other people of color who they should be grateful for when it comes to their shot being like given or accepted or whatever you want to classify it. Like, Marley's a very handsome guy, very chill, down to earth, someone I could really definitely kick with. But at the end of the day, I don't like people who feel like they're trying to force someone else onto you or somehow you should fucking kiss the ground and the earth that they walk on because, you know, yada, yada, yada. And I don't know why
people feel... And he's speaking from a commentator. He's not saying Marley's saying
it. Oh, no.
Commentators. Yeah, just want to clarify that. Yeah, no.
Because again, like, I think a lot of people don't listen. Like, when I was telling him too, like... There is a lot of anxiety that comes as you get older for certain situations, especially the dating world. Like, when you're in your 20s, it's free for all. You don't give a fuck. You just, you know, you take your shot. Boom. All right. Keep it moving. Right. But as you get older, I think you start to look for more, for something more solid, for something that's more rooted in what you're looking for inevitably. Right.
Yeah.
And you as the listeners should really, really sit all the way the fuck down when you are telling people who they should and should not be pursuing or being grateful when you're being pursued by certain people, because it's really easy for you to sit there and say certain shit. But, you know, imagine us telling you that shit as just everyday bystanders that are walking. You would feel some kind of way. You'd be like, what the fuck? But why do y'all feel so comfortable doing that with people online? Especially people who have like personalities or, you know, disc jockeys or, you know, people who are TikTok stars or just anything that requires social media attendance or social media exposure. Like, y'all really need to like understand that there's not one fucking person who needs to listen to what you say to them. Like, to be heard is a luxury, not a fucking necessity. And that's the one thing that I really wanted to chime in with the whole Marley situation. Like, how dare some of you motherfuckers sit there and DM saying that, calling us fat, this and that, and just saying some dumb shit. Like, y'all are fucking high schoolers. Like, I bet you are probably lonely. So how about you go shoot your shot at him and see what he says? We are not entitled to accept any shots that are shot our way. If we choose to, it's one thing. But you listeners really need to sit in y'all's fucking place, because this is just for fun. We're not getting paid for this shit. So if you ride, if you ride with us and you are, you know, have been with us since the beginning, or just join us in the middle, or even towards the end, just know that, like, we're not looking to pass judgment on folks, but we also require and ask the same thing from y'all. Like, don't pass judgment or criticism, or even like snap your fucking fingers and tell us what to do, because who the fuck are you? You ain't my mama. So anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we also have to take accountability as well, because we did create this, we opened up on this platform where, you know, we kind of let everyone into our lives, and then drama or real life drama started to bleed into it. And it just kind of became like this fucking sitcom, this novella, right? So it was just like drama, drama, drama. So, you know, we take accountability on that part as well. It's just that for me specifically, you know, I'm not one to receive constructive criticism. I am. But in the sense of, like, from this point of view, from this platform, I was not ready to receive the messages that I did. They were mostly from bots. It's totally fine. It haunted me throughout the weekend, which kind of played into me being upset Saturday night. It was heavy on my mind. I was also inebriated, so that didn't help as well. And then I was going through a situation with someone that I love deeply. And it was just a lot of things. It was all compiled together, and then I just combusted, and I just had enough. And I just knew right then and there, like, it's time to take a break. This podcast started off as, it still is a hobby. You know, we wanted to, we created this to kind of highlight and give voice to a different pathway to this community. You know, it just doesn't always look like, you know, nails, Drag Race, pronouns. Those things are nice. Those things are great. We need those things. I'm not trying to belittle it in any way, but we just wanted to have some different representation by via podcast, you know, out there saying, hey, we're just regular gay guys who like regular stuff. And we don't have any kind of mannerisms. We don't have anything that makes us extra in a good way. So we're just regular guys. So that's why we created this. We wanted to give a voice to that, represent that. But this just kind of turned into one big monster that was created by us. It's really tested our friendships. But I also feel like coming out on the other side of this, because at the same time, this thrusted us into realizing that we want to progress our friendship past the telephone, past emotional support. So we do thank y'all for that too. Like, we really appreciate, because you guys have kept us accountable. It's been documented, it's archived. Now we can only go up from here. So there is an upside to this. It's just that it's turned into a lot of drama. It's bled into our lives. And again, you know, we take full accountability on that too. Like, you as listeners, of course, like, people love reality shows. They love, you know, sitcom series. They love all that stuff. Dramas, whether we want to believe it or not, like, it makes the world kind of go round here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's for entertainment purposes. So we fully acknowledge that. You know, my cousin would beg to differ. You know, I'm not a drama person. Am I good at confrontation? Oh, yes, you better believe it. Listen, ain't no problem. But if you want a problem, it ain't no problem. I got that quote from somebody this weekend. He's probably going to listen to this because he is a faithful listener. I just found out. But so stole it from you. Sorry, Chris. Anyways. yeah. So, you know, it's just, I don't welcome it. But if that's what you're looking for, then listen, what's up? So I'm very much from that old school mentality. But at this point in my life, like, I don't want that. Like, mm-mm. I want to be better. I want to elevate. I want to grow. I don't want to be in that space anymore. So I'm going to be a little bit vulnerable here and tell y'all. So we spoke about the Marley interview, mm-hmm. kind of where the podcast started. So I'm just going to be, I told myself I was earlier, but I was going to name drop, but I'm not, because I do want to respect everybody's privacy, because this person, I do still care and love for him a lot. So after the Marley interview, he was pretty upset, really upset, actually, blew me up. Mm-hmm. I got accused. So everyone saw the post. Gio did not see the post because we stopped following each other, but I did send it to him, mm-hmm. and he kind of knew who it was or whatever about, because he knows. So, you know, I don't care what people think of me. I am who I am. I've been who I am for a really long time. I've always told Gio that I came out the womb knowing who the fuck I am, and nobody shakes or shift who I am. But when people I love and care about, so I want to make this clear. He is a street dude. So when we would fight, even with me, like, we would say shit because we're hot, like we're hot tempered. So we're talking hella shit, and it is what it is. But this time it was a lot different, because when he was saying it to me and saying all these things, and if you read my post, you would know some of the things that he had said. I could tell he fucking meant it. And it just, something shifted in me where it was like, this man really and truly and honestly doesn't trust me. And what am I doing with this? Like, why am I sitting here allowing this man to enter into my adult life in my 30s at that, and make it seem like I'm someone that I'm not, when he knows who I truly am? Listen, I've talked about my body count between 6 and 7. Now, just so we can make things very crystal clear here and very concise, I'm going to break down, and I'm not doing this to address anything. I'm doing this because I want to. How many nudes I've sent? So other than my boyfriends that have been my actual boyfriends or people that I've loved, that have been randos, it's been 1, 2... I'm going to say 3, but 2 for sure, that nothing ever came of it. Yeah, 3. It's definitely 3. I'm just going to name them. Florida. Adrian. That's not, yeah. And who was the other one? Oh, shit. It's another Lewis, who I no longer follow. So technically they don't count. That's it. Since I've had Instagram, which has been a really long fucking time, bro. So there you go. I'm not a hoe. And I'm not saying when you do that, it constitutes as being a hoe. But what nobody's going to do, not just him, is sit here and make me out to be something that I'm not. It felt very, I don't know. It took me back. It reset me. It made me feel like, hey, this is all coming back to the podcast. All roads lead back to the podcast. And it was just like, this is becoming more negative. The impact of this is becoming way more negative than it is positive. And I think it's time to kind of put a pin in this and reset and go back to basics, or, you know, reconvene, or just in total maybe end it. We don't know. So that's where that post came from. I was really, really upset. I cried myself to sleep, because this is someone that I love. I still do love, and that I had to literally block out of my life entirely. He was the guy I've never spoke about. Oh God, I've never even spoke about somebody in real time other than Florida. And we were just kind of talking. Yeah. You know, this is someone I truly, truly care about. And he doubts me on every fucking level. And I just had enough. I've had enough. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. I also want to talk about the timeline of between him and Florida. So when I was talking to Florida, me and him were nothing like that. Then he heard about Florida and popped back into my life. And he likes to say, oh, we were talking or dating or whatever. We weren't. We weren't, sir. We weren't. You decided you got a wild hair up your ass because you saw that somebody was giving me attention. And here you go. You're like, what's up? Again, I'm not going to get the specifications of our full relationship and how it works, but you know, I let him, he was privy to my DMs and I was privy to his. He didn't like what he saw on mine. There was nothing funny business. He just saw somebody call me baby this, baby that. That's just how they spoke. I'm not going to say who it was, because I don't want, they have nothing to do with it. But then I kind of reverted back to being fucking 2021, where I was like, hey, can you please confirm that we've never even been together or done anything like that? And they did. They did that for me. And it still wasn't enough. Meanwhile, he's shooting fucking shots at bitches in his fucking DMs. And, you know, shooting at bitches who look fucking worse than LA traffic. Like, listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm hot now. So I'm not trying to talk shit about nobody. I don't body shame. But yo, like, he really tried to play with me. He really tried to spin the block with that shit. Like, oh, I'm not getting at them bitches. Like, it's for this, 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 and that. And I'm like, yo, knock it the fuck off, bro. Because yo, you get in my DMs, I'm not shooting at nobody, bro. There's nothing. You can't find anything like that. I mean, if you dig deep enough, you probably could find something. Maybe a flirty text here and there. But let me tell you how it's nothing compared to baby this, baby that. I can't be with you. I can't. No, fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here. You're going to be fucked up, bro. Like, he really was out there calling my phone like between 30 to 40 times trying to like make me feel some type of way about my motherfucking self. Like, nah, bro, that's not what we're doing. So I had enough. So, you know, like, I love him and I care a lot about him and I don't want anything to happen to him. But like, I'm not dealing with that bullshit, bro. I'm not. He has a lot of fucking growing up to do. And I'm only talking about this because I want to humanize myself, because I know I'm big on, oh, yo, if a motherfucker does even talks to me wrong, looks at me wrong, even like sneezes wrong, cut. Yes, I'm very much in the mentality of that. But this is not just anybody, bro. This is somebody I really do love and care about. So it's been up and down for us. It's been a roller coaster. Like, we care about each other. I know he loves me because I know in what he was saying, because he's so hood about it. Like, that's who he is. He's from the streets, bro. So like, I know that there's specks, there's seeds of love in that. I know he's hurt. And he was just translating the best way he could, how he was hurt. And again, I would never have taken it personal because we talk hot shit to each other. And listen, for those of y'all who are going to be like, oh, that's not normal, that's not healthy, I could give a fuck. I could give a fuck what y'all think is healthy, because I'm pretty sure that I can point something out in y'all's relationship, family, friendship, that's not healthy. Listen, I don't give a fuck. It's how I was raised. It's how I grew up. It's what it is. Me and my sisters have done it. We still do it to this day. I don't care. I don't care what y'all think. I'm only sharing this because I want to humanize and y'all can see a vulnerable side of me real time of what's happening, because this is currently happening. Like, I'm mourning this. I'm not going to, it's a heartbreak. But it's not like a devastating heartbreak. Like, I miss him and I love him so much and all those things, but I'm an adult and I realize that, like, I'm not going to let somebody play with me like that. Like, I gave him chance after chance after chance after chance. We stopped talking. I blocked him, stopped talking to him. And he would just come back around at some point. And it's just what it is. So now we're currently on the fifth rodeo. And he's blocked. This is my third day. I'm pretty proud of myself because I have yet to unblock him or try or let him reach out to me or anything like that. So listen, baby steps. So yeah, I wanted to give full transparency about that because it's important. And also because I know that I've never posted something like that. And I'm pretty sure a lot of my followers were like, what the fuck is going on, bro? Why is he talking like that? Like, who is he talking to? So that's who I was talking to directly. I want to say 90%. The other 10% was the other commentators who said what they said. And I thought I was going to cry about this when I talked about it. But I guess I'm not in my emotional state anymore. I think it would have given more a dramatic flair if I would have cried and been upset. But no, I'm just not in the mood for that. But guys, I am really fucking sad. I'm like, I miss him so much. Like, I know I'm only speaking of the negative, but like, he's such a wonderful person. He sings to me. He has a great smile. He's a great person. He cares about me. He's probably one of the first guys that'll literally, he has threatened my life. And I've been so turned on by it. He's like, I'll fucking kill everybody, bro. And it's just like, you know what? Mm-mm. I like that. I know. I shouldn't. Listen, I'm a little toxic. Everybody. Listen. Pray for me. Don't judge me, okay? Because I like what I like. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, I like it. I fuck with it. And straight up, I'll kill any bitch, any listen, I know y'all don't play with me. Don't play with him. So, and not too much of my man. No, he my man. Not too much of my ex-man, because I'll kill y'all. mm-hmm. Can't believe I said that. I'm going to kill y'all. I'll, like, you know, like, verbally kill y'all. I think. No, just kidding. But, yeah, so there it is. I let it out. Put it in the burn book, honey. Yeah,
but you know, it's so crazy though, because, like, you know, again, when we started all this stuff, it was just kind of like another way for us to kind of continue the conversation, but like in recorded form, because, you know, we would technically have these kind of conversations anyway, because we just normally have. And it was like I was telling you today, you know, after before 12 or after 12, I don't know, you know, I told you about, like, me having to come to certain realizations later on, right? And it's just like, you know, not to sit there and take your thunder or whatever, but it's kind of funny how now we're still dealing with the same shit, but just in like a different format. Does that make any sense? Like when it comes to men, like, yeah. I'm still dealing with.
I also think it's seasonal depression / cuffing season, because this is the time where people start cuffing, and then like the seasonal depression comes in, because it's like, bay this, bay that, even though you have a bay, but
yeah,
you're trying to get bay number two, you know what I mean? Hey, no, possibly bay number four.
No, but you know what's, again, like, it's just what's crazy is, like, again, what I meant in regards, like, almost the same shit is, like, it's always communication, right? Like, communication tends to be, like, the one biggest flaw that, for some reason, gay men have. And as soon as you bring it up to the forefront, like, they will fight tooth and nail and sit there and say that they're doing that. But it takes a real man to sit there and admit that, like, hey, you know what? You dropped the ball. You fumbled. You fucked up. You made a mistake. But it's like you used to always tell me, like, you can forgive a mistake, but you can't forgive a pattern. And some people, you know, tend to make the same mistake that turns into a pattern, and it's not cool. Because, again, like, it's funny, and it's not funny, but, I mean, I guess maybe in a way it could be when you look back at certain things. But, like, certain things have a way of reminding you, like, oh, shit, I'm kind of glad that didn't work out, because you think you wanted it so much in the moment, but then you take a step back and you realize, like, years later, like, oh, you know what, to be honest with you, I was just kind of like, I was in my feels at the moment and blah, 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 blah. You know, now I see what I truly, really want, yada, yada, yada. And, you know, you and I had conversations about this individual. And again, I've never spoken to this individual. I've never exchanged a conversation or even anything of that matter. To be honest, I don't even know what he looked like. but I've told you.
Talking about? I'm real in suspense over here.
I'm talking about the guy that you're talking about.
Oh, my guy?
Yeah, like I said, I've never exchanged a conversation with him. I've never, you know, I don't really.
I mean, you had.
Have I? When?
Remember?
No. Oh, that was he said one thing, I ignored it and deleted it.
Oh shit, I forgot about that. Yeah, there's a whole other thing that we're not telling y'all. We're not gonna tell y'all, because that's just gonna add to the crazy. But yeah, no, he had some interaction. Actually, he found me because of Gio. This all started because of Gio. I'm just kidding. It really did, though.
No, but you know, like, I'm just saying, like, because you and I, like, again, and when I was handling and dealing with the issues I was with Daniel, like, I remember you used to tell me all this advice and stuff and telling me what I should do, and guess what I did? None of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the same thing, like, I told you. It was like, I kind of recently told, like, you know, hey, I would, you know, X, Y, and Z, not to really kind of divulge information, but you completely did none of it. And it's just kind of funny because, again, regardless of what people tell you, like, if you're emotionally invested in it, you're going to chase it. You're going to drag your name through the mud. Even if no one sees it happening, you're just going to risk it all. And
risk it, you know, for the biscuit.
Yep. Yeah. And I do like those kind of situations, only because nobody can sit there and take it from you and say you never tried.
Yeah.
You know, like, it really does take two to tango. So at the end of the day, you can bring your 50, but I actually had someone tell me this like years ago. I forgot who the fuck it was. They said, stop telling someone to bring 50% to a relationship. They should be bringing 100%. And you bring your 100%. And then guess what happened? You have 200%, which is twice as much as 100%. So,
yeah,
you know, and I was like, what? You know what I mean? That's how math works, whatever, whatever. But I now at 32 understand that, you know, you can't bring partial pieces. You have to bring the full piece to a relationship. And that's the only way that's going to survive. Yeah, there's trials and tribulations. Yep. Who doesn't have that? You know, yeah, it's so quick and easy to sit there and be like, all right, cool. What this man won't do, another man will. But just remember, people, that sometimes people can go 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years before their next relationship. And it's not because they're not trying. It's just the people that keep stumbling into their lives are just either not appreciative of their existence and want to make it work, or they want to just keep playing the field, especially in this community. And that's the one thing that I kind of take my hat off to the heteros, is that, like, you know, they have the opportunity and they're championed and persuaded from an early age to sit there and settle down and all that other shit and, you know, raise a family or whatever the case would be there, right? But like us in the queer community, we don't get that delivery. You know, like, because
all about games and chasing.
Well, I was gonna say, but we have to learn through trials and tribulations and stumbling and stumbling and stumbling and stumbling, and then a little more stumbling. You know, like it's like we really are the type of people that have to learn from experiences, and it sucks because it's not like you have a lot of people that aren't, you know, community family members, you know, that you can really kind of like ask them for advice or anything like that. I mean, yeah, you, of course, you have parents who are really cool about it, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever, but you're not necessarily welcomed with problems like when it comes to your immediate family, because, you know, you have people who are homophobic still, you know, you have those people who are like, don't bring that gay shit around here. And it kind of just sucks because I think that that's also the reason why it makes for a lot more problems in the community. Because,
but not even that, like a lot of the founding fathers or like a lot of the elders, the elder gays, they didn't have social media in that time. So they really don't know how to navigate this new wave of dating, being a gay person or LGBTQ plus, you know, community. Like it's so different now. Like we have access to millions of people with the touch of a finger. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like it's so different now. So it's really hard to navigate this lifestyle because social media has made it so easy to just cheat or move on. More so move on, not even cheat. Like, well, you can just move on.
Yeah, I think what happens is it dilutes certain people's perception of who they really are. Because, like, I remember, I don't know if I told you this, but, you know, the one thing that I was telling Zach yesterday, you know, when we were having like our little one-on-one, and, you know, I told him, you know, it's so fucked up that there are people in the community that would rather be or chase people who want to pay general admission to events, to cruises, to circuit parties, to just all those other things that they think are fun or that are fun to them, but they'll completely ignore or feel intimidated by somebody who's out there getting their education or their dream job or, you know, saving to buy a house or something that's considered adult, right? Because we were having that conversation last night, and I kid you not, I was like, you know, and again, I don't give a fuck who hears this shit. When we were talking about poly relationships yesterday, I was like, how the fuck are X, Y, and Z able to do this? Them bitches couldn't even hold a candle flame to us. And here we are, owning our first home together, hustling and bustling, debt-free, you know, trying to buy another house in Chicago, doing the shit we need to do to sit there and build a future, not a moment, a future. And I told Zach, and I was like, and you know, trust me, I know that sounds like judgment. To a degree, it is judgment, but it's just so baffling that people would rather chase moments that aren't even that great.
But you have to look at people. You have to meet people where they're at, though. We've talked
about this. No, you're absolutely right. But then again, he chimed in with the following. He said this. He said, remember how we always joke and say, we're not here for a long time, we're here for a good time? He goes, a lot of people don't want to be with somebody that's quote unquote successful in society's eyes, because it is more of a reflection that they're not where they're at, or that they've prolonged the situation, or it's just very intimidating for them to be like, fuck man, like, what can I bring to the table? You know,
yeah, they're comparing themselves. Yeah.
Yes. So it becomes very, it's a mental mind fuck. And he says, so don't necessarily see it as a bad thing. He goes, we could literally dumb this shit the fuck down and probably flourish. He goes, but why would we want to? Because we busted our ass to get into this direction. So why would we want to revert just to be quote unquote accepted or appreciated a little more, or to be given the proper time of day? And I said, you know what, Zachary, you're absolutely right. I said, hey, you know what? We all have to live and learn. And some people are completely content. And again, I'm not knocking people who are content. Like, hey, there are people out there who are absolutely okay with bare minimum. And that's absolutely fine. And whatever they want to, you know, quantify as bare minimum, or whether people want to quantify as bare minimum for them, they're entitled to it. But I think that we very much should be reversing how we put people on pedestals. Like, just because you see a group of people, a group of friends go to bear events, circuit parties, you know, EDM concerts or whatever, insert fun here. Like, we need to stop championing them and holding them so much on a high pedestal that's who we want to be. Because that isn't, like, remember how you told me years ago that fun is not always meant to be had. We find this addiction, so to speak, to constantly chase fun, and that's what really fucks us up in the long run when it comes to
like a celebration, because it's like, what are you celebrating so much?
And I remember, you know, of course, like when we were a little bit more harsh with on one another, or you saw
I was an asshole. Yeah. I was a judgmental asshole back then, I'm not gonna lie.
But you know what though, I appreciated that, because that was to me a real friend, like, because it allowed me to not bullshit somebody who couldn't be bullshitted. You see what I'm saying? Like, we can fool each other we can fool ourselves every other day, but you're going to meet somebody, you're supposed to meet somebody who's not going to let you fool them, because, you know, like I said, again, have fun, do all that, but strive for more, you know, because again, like I said, we're not all here for a long time. We're here for a good time, but a good time doesn't necessarily mean that you're chasing the streets on a consistent basis, because man, your fucking knees, your elbows at some point, they're not going to be as youthful as they once were. And what are you going to do at that point? You know what I'm saying? Like, take it to the next level of fun. Do something for the first time. But anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably where you're at. You know, he's speaking to a certain age group, right? So it's like, a lot of people in their early 20s don't want to do that. They want to have fun, make money, you know, have a good time, celebrate. There's nothing wrong with that. Like, you have to meet people where they're at. Like, you can't put your expectations. I was very much so the opposite of that when I was much younger. I took myself way too serious. I was always like, I can't do this, I can't do that. I was very prudish, a lot more prudish than I am now. But yeah, it's been a whole different turnaround, because this last relationship, the 4-year one, 4+ years, it really taught me to just stop, just live in the moment and enjoy life, because at any moment it could just be gone like that. And that's where I'm at. Like, I've had it all, fatties. Like, I've had the money with the relationships. I had raising a man, being with a broke man, breathing life into him. I've done it all. I've done the formula. If technically, I've done it the right way, the heteronormative way, and it still got me nowhere. So you do life the way you see fit. Like, you only have one life. So if you want to spend it doing it, whatever the fuck you want to do, I encourage you to do whatever the fuck you want to do. But again, just don't hurt people. Also, don't hurt people unnecessarily or intentionally. I'm going to revise that.
But also, because I've seen this shit too many times with too many people, you are free to do whatever you want to do, but you are not free from repercussion. And sometimes that even means you waking up the next day and wallowing in self-pity, wondering why you did all that, because all it did was just bring emotions and sorrow and all that other shit. Like, you know, you also have to sit there and abide by the rules that everybody else does in regards to trying to do something better. In order to do better, you got to be better. And that all starts off with, like, sacrifice. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying it applies to everything, everyone. I'm just saying, like, there are rules and exceptions. There are rules and there are exceptions. And sometimes people are the rules and others are the exception. Life will remind you that you might be a rule, not an exception. Because trust me, time and time, I had to fucking learn that I was not the rule. I was the exception. I mean, I wasn't the exception. I was the rule. And it's a tough pill to swallow, because you're just like, what? You know, you think so highly of yourself. So therefore, you know, you start to, like, you know, water yourself down in a way and thinking that you're hot shit. But let me tell you right now, there's somebody out there who has hustled and bustled and busted their ass and lives in a $1.2 million house. And you're still struggling to pay $1,500 a month for rent. And it sucks, right? Because no one wants to be compared.
We can't promote that, Gio.
I'm not saying that, again, let me speak. Don't railroad me. I'm not saying that you should want to aspire for that. Because, again, but wake up every single morning and be content with your choices and decisions, whatever that chooses to be. But don't be throwing a pity party every other weekend and shit and thinking people are going to show up. That's all I'm saying. So want more, be, you know, want more, get more, do more. But at the same time, sometimes you have only you to blame for what you're currently accepting into your life. Anyways.
You sound a little cynical.
It's okay. No, I was going to say, because to me, like, remember we had this conversation earlier when you said, Gio, you know, like, it sounds like you're stressing yourself. You told me yesterday. You're putting yourself on a timetable. Yeah. But I also told you, and I was real in my 20s. I settled.
Oh, okay. So this is coming from a place of where, yeah, been there, done that. Please don't be like me.
Exactly.
Okay. That's not what you were conveying.
But I was trying to finish that before you kept on interrupting me. But anyways, what I'm saying is, because I did all
not
that
the whole
shit.
Time.
And, no, you're right. Sometimes I'll be thinking like I'm giving the full story and I'd be like half part in it and like forgetting bits and pieces.
You're overthinking. I'm just saying,
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be thinking people just can hear me in every thought, but no, they can't. But trust me, because in my 20s, I thought I always would have more time. Oh, it's okay. You know, I don't got to go to school. I'm 22 right now. Psh, bitch, I was up to 23. 20, came 24, came 25, came 26, came. And it's so easy to get caught up in the fun, the pleasure. Oh, my God. Let me tell you, the pleasure is the bitch. Because, you know, you start to have a glow up and you start to see people recognize you a little more. You start to get flirted with. You start to get all that good shit, right? And then, boom. 25 turns to 26, 27, 28, 29. Holy shit, we're 30 now. So, you know, I know that they said, I think in like some demographic they did like shit like 7 years ago, they said, you know, people in their 20s are now investing in vacations, you know, like going out and exploring and seeing the world. That's fantastic. But at the end of the day, like, you also have to realize that you can't continue to shelve things and expect them to be so easily picked up the next time, because it makes it harder. You know, like, do the sacrifices that you don't want to do. Get all that shit done with now and then reap the labor and reap the benefits of your labor. Because I was telling my cousin, because her and I are 7 years apart. I'm 32. She's 25. And, you know, she decided to be a flight attendant. You know, she got her dream job to travel the world and do all that stuff on their dime. Right. And I told her, I said, but you also have to be realistic and real to yourself and honest and not tell your mom what you think she wants to hear. If you have no desire to go back to school, then just tell her, you know, it's not that you owe her an explanation because it's your life to live. But at the same time, don't fool yourself, because then all of a sudden someone's going to ask you, well, how long have you been trying to do that? And then you're gonna be like, oh shit, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. And then someone's going to be like, that doesn't sound like you're trying. It sounds like you're just prolonging the inevitable of not going back to school, which you're doing a good job at the rate that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like I said, you can do things, you can always go back to school, but sometimes it's not as easy for some people because finances, bitch. Let me tell you right now, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was before I left to Dallas. And I told you, I said, man, the cost of fun has gone up. And that's the motherfucking truth. The price of general admission.
They don't touch alcohol. You know what? Alcohol real expensive right now. Let me tell you. I'm not happy about that. Mm-mm. Listen, I'm a turnip king. I like to have fun. Listen, I spent most of my 20s working on myself, building my careers, building up these men, working on these relationships, not focused on any of my friendships, not focused on any of my fun. This is what I'm doing now. This is who I am now. Now I'm getting back to leveling up because I feel like I'm at a point where I need to level up because I don't know what's next for me. So mm-hmm. I do understand where you're coming from that aspect, but I just think this is more so for you, right? This is your journey where you feel like, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, I feel like it's more of a catch-up session for you, right?
Yeah. Like that's why I think I'm chasing money the way that I am right now and chasing it because I could have probably, shit, I could have took my entire 20s and already paid off a house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy when you stop and think about the stuff that you spend your money and not only just your money, your time doing, you know, you can get the money back, but you can't get the time back, you know? But that's just, I'm also very tired of that fucking narrative that like, go at your own pace, girl. You got this, girl. You know, no, bitch.
But you do, Gio. You can't put a timetable on
rules
people.
And exception. And there's rules,
Gio,
and exceptions.
You can't do that.
Everybody. No,
like,
but
you're pushing the whole narrative of, listen, you have to do, like, there's not a timeline for this.
No,
you can't push that on people.
But
that's
there
anxiety.
Is, though. No, but some people.
But you're projecting your own journey on other people. You realize that, right?
No, and you're probably, again, I'm not saying that what you're saying right now doesn't have truth to bear, because it does. But it's at the same time that you can't just keep applauding people who don't want to put in the work. Like, that's what I'm saying is, again, you don't have to do anything. You don't got to write shit on a calendar. You ain't got to even look at the time of the date.
But work for what?
I'm just saying, like, for whatever you want
to
work
show
for.
Something. Well, for you, something to show may look different for other people. Having their apartment, having their own place, being mm-hmm. at peace may look like that. For you, maybe your third or fifth home with your husband or your two husbands and your three kids. It looks different from everybody. You cannot paint that picture. It's one thing to be like, work hard. Work hard for the things that you want and get there. Dream. Hit your goals.
Yeah, but I will tell you this, and this is going to be a bubble burster. Not all of you are bad bitches. Like, y'all really need to start looking up the definition.
What is going on right now? What is going on with you right now?
No, I'm just saying, this is going to be
This is supposed to be a very vulnerable, transparent, open episode, but you just, what's going on, sir? It's really dark right now, sir.
It's not really dark. It's just like, I just want to let y'all know that if we're fat fucks, then you're not a bad bitch. Just let you know.
Oh my God.
Just remember, some of you bitches got more.
So as you see, this is Exhibit A, why we're kind of needing to take a break because we're not in the best mental space to continue to do this. We need a break because, like I said, I heard something. I was like, what the hell? A lot of this is brought on by the podcast. It's really challenged us in negative ways, but also in good ways too. So it's keeping us, like I said, accountable because we're archiving these and we can go back and listen to them and be like, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. Or, oh, I did say that I need to work on this and, you know, raise right. I did say this and promise this to him or whatever the case may be. Like, we have that archived. So I'm really happy about that in that sense. But again, we're just doing our best. We haven't made the decision. We don't know yet. If we do decide to come back, it'll probably be in November. What does that mean? Because I thought October is very sacred to Gio.
No,
October is very sacred to Gio.
Y'all not gonna fuck up my Halloween, bitches. I will literally beat y'all and go to jail.
Yeah.
I will hack every one of y'all's IP address and find out where you're at.
You're crazy.
For real. I'll show up. You know what? You know, I'm not gonna lie to you. Someone told me, Gio, you got 1 week to live. Man, bitch, I'm about to go to every motherfucking doorstop. Hello.
Yo, this is getting real dark. This is getting
I'm
kind of scared.
No, I'm just joking. I'm just
Where's
joking.
Alexapro? We need some Alexapro.
It doesn't mean that just because I'm knocking at someone's door, doesn't mean I'm trying to fight them. I just want to let them know.
What are you trying to do? You ain't trying to trick or treat? Are you UPS?
I'd be like, this is for Rachel, you fat bitch. And I'm just whatever.
Stupid fucking TikTok video. Yeah. Why you take me off the motherfucking schedule with your fucking fat? I fucking love that fucking that audio. No, sorry.
You know what I miss though, and I really wish we could do without, you know, I don't know, being like our phone calls traced. I remember prank calling people, especially like
you still can. You can still star 67.
Oh, really? Shannon called me at 7-Eleven though and say, hey, I
actually. Yeah, like even if you like block someone, like whatever, you can still star 67 and call them. Yeah. I just learned about that. But
you find me at Jada Pinkett Smith. Bitch, hang up the phone and star 69 her ass. Damn. But no, but you know what though? Like in all reality, like I said, you know,
happy birthday, Jada.
Oh, yeah, birthday, Jada. Oh, yeah. happy birthday, Maureen.
That was her name? Oh, yeah, because she was named after Maureen Prescott, right? Because they were trying to do the...
They're copycat killers, yes.
Copycat, yeah.
I mean, I think...
We're talking about Scream 2, guys, just so you know, if you didn't know that, yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to lie to you. If we come back, we might have to revamp this shit. We might just come back.
No, we need to talk about more about what we like. And, you know, guys, we also want to talk about the our plans. I know we've talked about, like, what we said we're going to do, but... What we want to do, but we actually have found something where we're really interested in doing, you know, some exciting news. We think we're going to do like a HorrorCon or maybe a Comic-Con. I don't know if there's any more on the brinks, Comic-Con wise, but HorrorCon, I believe there has to be, right? Because of Halloween's right on the corner. Yeah. So we don't know if we're going to do it like soon or whatever, but we want to do some type of con. We should I feel like that would really bring us together other than movies and
music. Because I have no desire to turn up with Ray. Not
at that a club,
at a club. I'm sorry. I don't like people anymore. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know.
You know, after this, we're gonna go to church, you know, because you need a little prayer. You need a little prayer. No, you need a little holy water. You know, you need an exorcism, actually.
No, to be honest, like I said, I'm like, for me, I know what I need. And I know that, like, I'm really using this last episode to just kind of be silly and whatever. Because again, like, it doesn't matter how vulnerable I am with y'all motherfuckers. You know, I'm either gonna still be a piece of shit, a racist, or whatever the, I don't know, shit that y'all classify me as. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think that I am just A-okay with whatever you call me. Just don't call me broke, because I'm not, and your mother is. Anyways, no, but you know what?
That was a bar, though. I'm really proud of you.
No, but you know what, though? Like, if we do go to a Comic-Con, like a HorrorCon, ooh, we should totally do that. We should be like Robbie from Scream 4 and have that fucking GoPro thing attached to his eye and shit. And be like, this is Robbie with, what is it called? Hall Pass. He's like, this is Robbie with Hall Pass, or Robbie Moore, whatever his name is.
Oh, shit. That would be good.
It would be dope, but
I've never seen anybody with that kind of like recording device. That is really cool. I think he built it himself.
That movie was 11 years ahead of its time of where, because if you remember the part where they talked about it in the Woodsboro Horror Club or whatever the show was called, he says, Gail Weathers had asked him. She's like, is the thing that's always recording? He's like, yeah.
He was
like
live streaming, right?
Yeah, like he was live streaming his entire life. He says, people, it's gonna be a part of the future. And he was right, because I mean, look at the people who are fucking documenting.
Robbie, look at you,
right, Robbie? You didn't die for nothing, it's the truth. It's the truth, though. But yeah, like I said, you know, I don't know.
We got to talk about movies more in our next, if we decide to bring it back.
Yeah, we might have to sit there and charge you bitches for y'all's opinion, because at that point, that's the only way I'm gonna listen to y'all. Like, we're gonna do like, I don't know, shishon, you know, and charge on, you know. And that way we have your billing address if you really want to show up. Just saying.
Oh my god.
excuse
all bad.
Hello, hi, yes, is Steven there? Oh, hi, Steven.
Omega Beta Zeta. Right. What's up, Ted? You sound loaded.
Oh, could you imagine if that's how they did Scream? Like, it was basically like a podcast that was talking about like Ghostface, and like he would go and kill the listeners, like who gave like bad reviews or something. Like, ooh, that'd be kind of dope.
Oh my god. It kind of reminded me of Urban Legend. Remember when she was doing the radio?
Urban
Legend?
It was, because Tara Reid, before she got the bad boob job, she got slaughtered with an axe in the radio station. I was really disappointed that they never showed her her death, like her like dismantled body, because I really love gory shit. So yeah, it's my I really do relate with Mickey Tarantino from Scream 2, who was the original one of the killers, because he had a movie freaked out mind, and that's me.
That really is you.
Yeah. What did he say? He's like, he told Sydney, he was like,
Sarah Connor.
No, he was like, come on, Sid, I couldn't have done alone. I needed a partner.
One was fucking deranged and weird.
I love it.
Actually, in a long time, that actress.
You know what's funny though? That's Timothy Oppolent. He actually has been in a lot of other movies.
I'm talking about the woman, the mom.
Oh yeah, she was
fucking deranged and weird.
She was from Roseanne. That was Laura Metcalf.
Oh yeah, that is her. Yeah.
She played the lesbian sister. But yeah, she's also on some other shit. She's on the Conners too, and all that other shit. Like, she's been doing shows. She's
still same thing. Roseanne Conners. They're all the same thing.
But you know what though? I would love to sit there and talk about movies. Could you imagine if we actually came back, like totally revamped and just still kept the name, but like we actually talked about a movie, and like
I mean, because genres. That's where our title is. Of our show is actually based from a movie. Yeah, that's where we got it from. And you know what? I'll even throw this out there, this little incentive. If you guys can guess, you can message me or Gio. Gio's gonna send you a month subscription from his OnlyFans if you could guess where it's from. First person. It has to be the first person for a month, okay? He got you. Watch them do it. They're gonna flood your fucking DMs, bro.
Well, all they gotta do is Google it.
No, don't tell them, bro.
I mean, I didn't agree to this, by the way.
Oh god. Wait, you're like, I don't know if it's gonna maybe a week. You know what? 72 hours. Whatever he feels like doing. And I think it'll just be cool. You know, just like kind of like a send-off hurrah kind of thing. It'll be fun. We never really did any contest or raffle or anything. I think it'll be kind of cool. So I don't know how long he's going to give you free for subscription, but if you guess it right and you're the first one, he's going to tell you. Maybe he'll send you a fucking dick pic of the third. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
But I'm also... no, I just, like I said, you're right. I feel like we need to... enjoy, not that we haven't enjoyed, but like, you know, you and I aren't motivated, we haven't been as motivated as we were probably like month and a half into it. You know, it went from like, especially like I said, you know, like there's always gonna
went
be
from a hobby to a job to an obligation.
Yeah, and it's just like it was just too stressful. And again, but you know what though, like there are people who are able to take this and keep doing it and keep going. It's just we haven't perfected the formula, and that's what we need to do. We just need to look at the formula and see, you know, is because, you know, it's also like I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not going to risk our friendship for the sake of a fucking a couple of hundred listeners or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm just, you know.
It's not worth it. So again, we don't know if this is the series finale or the season finale. We definitely will keep you guys in the loop. I'll be honest, I feel like we just need a little bit of a break and we will come back, but no guarantees. We just kind of need to see what life feels like without the podcast and get back to us and get back to our everyday and not having to, you know, feel like we're obligated to do this. I mean, I enjoy it. I know Gio does from time to time. It's not really making the money. So, you know how Gio feels when it's not making the money. It don't make the... don't make no dollars. It don't make no sense. But you know what it is. Get it how you live. That's what's up. But
yeah. But you know what though? I might even reconsider in the way that, like, if you individuals who feel so, so inclined to reach out to Ray and say certain things to him, I'm not saying, I'm not saying
we're like, back to that.
No. I'm not like threatening them or whatever. I promise you I'm not threatening them. I'm just saying, like, I will extend an olive branch out. You know, all you individuals who have something to say, whether robots or people or whatever, you know, my DMs are always open. I've never ignored a DM. I'm not going to lie to you. Unless it's fucking stupid emojis or something like that or some group sex chat.
You know, and I didn't address that either. There's a lot of people, and we're not specifically speaking to certain people. We're speaking to the people who are trying to cause a wedge between us. I'm not going to name drop. I'm not going to do that. And I haven't even told Gio. Half of the stuff, it got really uncomfortable because I felt like there was a disloyalty factor coming in with me because Gio's like my fucking brother. I need to make this clear too. If me and my brother are beefing, we may beef, but there will never be a time where we're going to fall out to the point of we're not fucking with each other to some capacity. We are always going to come back to each other. We've fell out over less. Trust me, it's just been very consistent lately, but because it's just, there's been a lot of eyes, there's been a lot of, you know, commentators, it's just, there's a lot, it's a lot of drama, so we just need a break, we need to reset. Like, so, when I come to you, and I'm not speaking to my friends, I'm speaking just in general, if, with what happened, and Gio says what he says, it's fine, you can say stuff, but please don't try to further push the motive of us not being friends, because first and foremost, we are friends. We're brothers. We're like family, and family fights. I don't know how y'all family get down, but my family, this is nothing. This is absolutely nothing. This is just via the phone, via audio. Like, if you should see how we are in real life, bro, you'd probably be like, that's not a healthy family. And it is what it is. Like, that's how you see fit. It's just, this is the way I grew up. The only difference is if you guys get to see it. Me and Gio do fight. We do fight. And if I'm going to be very transparent too, I'm way more verbally abusive than Gio is. Because Gio's more explaining this. I'm like, yo, bitch, this did blah, blah, blah. Y'all give a fuck, fuck you, and blah. Like, I'm going off. I'm going off. Like, once I'm there, I'm fucking there, bro. And I'm working on that. I really am working on that. To be fair and to give myself some grace, like, Gio can push me to the point because I don't necessarily just go there. But Gio's very different. But Gio can get there, too. Trust me, he can get there. It's not as apparent as it is now. But before, he used to very much. Y'all just didn't see it. And we never took our beef to the internet. Granted, Gio takes our beef to the internet. Thankfully, he only does. He should be doing it on his personal instead of on our professional. Because that is unprofessional. But it's fine. And it is what it is. Listen, you see us fighting. It is what it is. And if I come to y'all, everything, you give me advice. I'm going to say a big chunk of my friends are very good. They're very neutral with their advice. They're anything. They're like, nah, fuck Gio. Don't do this. Blah, blah. They're not really doing that. Even one of my friends is like, I'm tired of hearing about it. I don't care anymore. Y'all can do whatever the fuck y'all want. So, but I'm speaking to those who feel like you shouldn't be doing this. He's this, he's that. He's trash. And I still haven't even name dropped and told him because I'm not, because I feel like a loyalty towards them. And then I as listeners or even maybe friends, and then him, because, and he doesn't need to, because I already know what Gio's going to do. He gonna show up to your doorstep. He gonna contact you. He gonna come directly.
Big, fat, white, nasty, smelling fat bitch. Why you take me out the motherfucking schedule with your trifling, dirty, white, raisin ass?
So nobody wins, and I'm not gonna try incite or encourage even more violence or being volatile or being, you know, just drama filled. I don't want that. That's not my MO here. I fucking hate that. If anything, I'm not a person of words. I'm a person of actions. Like, I can show you better than I can tell you. That's from the school I'm from. So there's no point. Even though, like I've said before, words don't hurt. Words can't get you hurt, G. Words can't get you hurt. So,
you know what? And I'll be completely honest with you, too. Like, if for some reason there are people who run in Ray's circle who may want to have a conversation when I end up eventually touching down Austin and hanging out with him or whatever the fuck we choose to do, I'm going to welcome the dialogue. Don't worry. I'm not going to pop the shit.
Anybody
going
to talk to you, bro? You mean as fuck.
No, I'm just saying because, like, the narrative, the one thing is I'm willing to have a conversation.
Yeah, no, you're not.
If it leads to a resolution. Now, if you're coming up to me with some a confrontation, shit, yeah. If you're looking for a confrontation, you're going to get it from start to finish. Because at that point, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I tried to de-escalate certain things before I have to worry about the physical stance. But
yeah, you really do. You're not the same person you used to do because you used to go directly to violence.
Remember when I popped that white boy through the fucking window at the stoplight? Yeah, I don't do that no more.
Yeah, it's been a while for you. Yeah, you used to fight all the time at the club. You was saying, "Nuck if you buck, what's up?"
But that's because, like I said, you know, like as I'm getting older, it's just that if you don't want to fuck with me, I don't have to fuck with you. It's no different over on this side. But if there is maybe a misunderstanding that can be resolved and it benefits both existences in a way where, like, man, it was just a misunderstanding. That person's not a piece of shit. He's not a piece of shit. You know, whatever, whatever. Then fuck you. Let's piece it up if for some reason there's a confusion. But I also can't tell you to, like, want to be friends with me or fuck with me if you just don't have it in you. Because if I'm going to tell you the first thing, too. If I don't like you, I generally don't like people I don't want to fuck with. Like, they could die tomorrow and I can give a fuck. You know, so I want to make sure that y'all are very aware that I understand it goes both ways. I really do. But if for some reason, you know, you just want to be like, Gio, I just want to let you know that you're just very negative all the time and this and that. And I'll be like, hey, you know what?
But you've gotten a lot better. And I told you this offline. I said, you've gotten a lot better. I think since our last conversation we had, you're not as blunt or as you're careful now. I feel like you're not posting as much banter and negativity. I don't want to call all your stuff negative, but you know, from a point of view, from my point of view of certain people, you're not. You've really dialed back. I think you've really listened, and not that you're supposed to, or anybody was trying to teach you a lesson, or we were anything. But I think your humility is definitely showing now more than anything. you're understanding, you're more empathetic, you're mindful, and you know, I had to acknowledge that, and I told you that.
Yeah, but you know, to be honest with you, it really had nothing to do with this podcast and why I wanted to do that. I just, like, when you and I talked about it, you know, like, I remember it kind of reminded me of what Zach told me, you know. There are some things that are a reflection of others as well, you know, but that also kind of goes back to what Daniel told me in the beginning, or not the beginning, like when we tried to rekindle for the third time or whatever. And I remember he told me in the backseat of my car or his car, whatever the fuck car was. And I remember him telling me, you know, when you're in a relationship, it just doesn't affect you and the person you're in a relationship with. It affects everybody who comes into contact with y'all. And that's something that Zach's also told me too. He's like, you know, when you do certain things, it's a reflection of me because we're together. And, you know, sometimes you think it's okay to say and or do certain things and people think that I'm somehow okay and like a part of that hurrah for you. And, you know, but it also wasn't something new that I was like heard, you know, like when you said, hey, Jill, you know, sometimes when you say and or do certain things, it's a reflection of me now that we're, you know, going into business together and yada, yada, yada. So I totally get it. I just think I'm at the point now where it's just like, I honestly just don't care to really be so vocal like I once was, because it doesn't, it's like I told you, when I came back from Canada, I just wanted to just focus on.
You have other things you're worried about. Yeah. You have goals to chase, dreams to dream. And
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to just chase after things that I wish I would have been ready to do in my 20s. So once my 30s came around, you know, I'd be a little bit more equipped. But, you know, can't cry over spilled milk. But at the end of the day, the one thing I told you earlier is like, hey, you know, the one thing that I like about, you know, my house, my counters are clean, so I never got to worry about spilled milk. But you know, I just, I don't really care anymore. Like, and I say that in a very positive way, not in a negative way. It's just, you know, there's bad shit every day, every fucking second, every minute. There's somebody who says something stupid. There's something that somebody who does something stupid. It's never ending. It's never going to end. So, you know, it'd be different if all of a sudden people were spewing hateful shit that somehow turned into fucking dinosaurs. And then maybe you'll see me speaking on that. Cause I'm like, oh shit, you know? But no, not no more. Like I'm really just focusing on my relationship with Zach. I'm focusing on this hustle. I'm focusing on my friendship. I'm focusing on, you know, my family. I'm focusing on the relationships that I hope to sit there and progress further with my partner, you know, to make this poly thing a reality. But, you know, I also just, I don't know. I want to do other things. But I want to have fun. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do shit that brings me stress. Like, I don't enjoy having to sit there and tell people how they can and cannot come at me. That stresses me out. But here we are.
Yeah, well, it's a break well needed. Mm-hmm. Right? So I think that's pretty much it. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been a lot of drama. It's been a lot of learning. But you know what? Hold on.
I got to dress up.
Okay, go ahead.
For anybody, I'm gonna say this in a calm, sexy voice. Okay. For any of you individuals that think I'm off Twitter or was ran off Twitter,
Gio, why are we addressing this right now? What is going on? I just want to leave on a positive note.
I just want to leave on a positive note. You didn't. I just blocked you, and you can't see me, can't find me, and I'm still there. So you have a good day.
This man just needs to cover all corners. This is why I don't reveal any of my sources or anything, because he would be at your front door. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. I'd be asking you. So what's the reasoning behind this?
What's the motherfucking problem? What's the tea, bruh? Yeah. What's up? Yeah, I already know what time it is with you. So there's no winning with that. So I just, you know, water off a duck's back. Just let it go and. So, yeah, this is it, Gio, for now.
I was going to say, don't say it. Like, I mean, you know, who knows? If we don't come back after Thanksgiving, after Halloween, we might pop up and do a, you know, Christmas special. Might drop a little Mariah Carey album or some shit. We'll see. But, you know, like I said,
right now. Get the fiends what they feeding for. Yeah. Right.
You know what? We might even come back like Drake and shit and do a back-to-back freestyle to all you negative motherfuckers. No, I'm joking. Oh, man. Yeah,
you
oh,
never
man.
Know. We might have some surprise in the clutch. You never know. What's up? I mean, back-to-back.
Right? Not again. Not again. Oh, man. Oh, man.
My brother tried to end me, dog.
No,
you
but
did try, you did try to end me, though. Here's what? The true story. With what? He tried to end me. The motherfucker what? Tried to end me, trying to play me on motherfucking on our Instagram.
No, I have no problem admitting.
You know what, Joe Budden went through this, and he got new motherfucking co-host, and his shit took off. Blah blah blah. I was like, yo, I'll slap the fuck out of him.
I only did that because like Ray knows how to get to me. Ray reminds me of my ex. Fucking hate silence. I only hate silence if I care about the person that's being silent towards me. Now, you everyday Joe Smoes out there, I don't care a fuck. I'll block you before you think you can go silent on me. But I knew that by posting that, it was going to get a reaction. It was my attempt as a last laugh. Like, bitch, you know, because, you know, I always talk about Joe Budden and he doesn't. I love the podcast now that those bum ass members left. But anyways, you know, again,
I like Rory and Maul. I don't know why he hates them so much.
I didn't necessarily like Rory and Maul because I felt like Rory was just
I was gonna get taken down doing that.
I was saying Rory was just that white boy who just agreed or not agreed, but like I don't know, he just felt out of place. And then Maul was just like that cool cat who just I don't know, he didn't add any substance. He was just so fucking like hyped on I'm just me. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
That was Rory, right?
No, that was Maul. Maul was the one. Yeah, he was the one who he knew how to dress and all that stuff, but he just didn't know how to really be vulnerable and like invite people to their lifestyle. Like he was just, I don't know.
I felt like Maul was me a couple years. No, I'm saying about 7-8 years ago, because that's very much how I was. Very nonchalant, very too cool for school, very like I know better than everybody, right? Like, I could definitely see that. That's probably why I fucked with him heavy, because I felt like he gave me that. And he's still that. I feel like he's still that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with a motherfucker who's just chill and who's just like, oh, yeah, I'm better. Not better than you, but too cool for school. Like, too, like, he never lets his guard down, because that's usually who I am. I get that a lot, too. I'm very,
Yeah, but I also noticed that sometimes it's just you can't mix certain people together and think it's going to work forever. Like it worked for a time being, they were that, but they were never going to be the next level. They were never going to be, because I mean, to be honest, you look at like Ish and Ice, like
which Ice, I haven't heard one podcast with Ish and Ice.
I love him. I'm not gonna lie to you. Ice, he's one of the co-members now, and he's been like evolving. Like he's taken the podcast and had as an opportunity to do a glow up, like where he's just worked on himself. He's now on Twitch doing these. Like I love that, because now you're giving me a diverse. You're giving me a diverse personality to kind of deep dive and get to see more than just you on a podcast. If for some reason I fuck with you on gaming. Like Maul and Rory were not that by any means. Like Maul was more obsessed with what he fucking wore and outfit looked cool and all that shit and just being the cool cat in the party.
Same.
But like Ice just like he's a father figure. You know, he's a father, he has a daughter, like he loves gaming, like he's just very intelligent, like he does hustling, like he's more in depth. And that's what I love. And then Ish is just an entrepreneur. He owns his own business. He sits there and flips houses. Like he knows, he's very intelligent. He just brings what those two could not ever bring. And I just think that it was wisdom. I think they lacked wisdom, you know? So, but they can be for the Gen Zs if they need to be.
Sounds like they are. All right. Well, I think that's it, Gio. I think that's it for a while. I think we're done with the Confessions of a Fat Boy. That's going to be the title. Confessions of a Fat Boy.
Oh, no.
Was listening to Usher's Confession album. Fucking love Usher's Confession
album. No, we should name it this. Lindsay Lohan.
What the fuck?
No, hold up. I'm about to tell you. Oh, we should name it Confessions of a Teenage Homo Queen.
You're stupid. The other one I was going to is World War Fat Boy.
No, because it'd be something like we're going at each other.
But you was going at the viewers, so I mean, it was World War Fat Boy.
You know what? If you fuck with me, you know that I do this on a consistent basis. I have to sit there and apply pressure to apply his pressure back to me. It's whatever, you know.
Because we pee over here all day. Mm-hmm.
But I ain't pee, okay?
I'm he said he ain't pussy. He pee. He right? Pushing pee, but he ain't pussy.
Pussilanimous. We need drops too. We really need to come back with drops.
Yeah. Know? Listen, a lot to look forward to. The future is open.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what will happen? So stay tuned. All right, I do got to give the final quote. Oh, final quote. I was going to say that I wish time machines were real. I was going to leave you on that note. But no, I found something a little bit more better. All right, here we go. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you are the pilot.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of deep.
I'm going to give a last. I also want to give a quote too, just because, you know, I think it's only fair.
Yeah, we're both in on the quote. Yeah.
Yeah. My quote is, you ain't got no nipples.
What? What the fuck?
Just joking.
What's that from?
I don't know. Somebody said it. So you ain't got no nipples. Anyways, but now, Ray, I love you. We're going to keep
this. I love you too.
We're going to keep thriving and surviving, you know. And
through all the boys, through all the commentators, through all the jobs, through all the family drama, through all the drama, through everything, 14 years strong. There's nothing you can do to knock down this institution. We are forever. We are in game. This is us. And that's it.
It's like Freddy Krueger says, I am eternal.
Yes. Evil never dies.
No, it doesn't.
La mala nunca se muere.
I was going to say, look at our politicians.
No.
But anywho, y'all take it easy, keep it breezy, and never be sleazy.
We love you, fatties. Peace, love, and cinema. Talk to y'all later.
Adios.